Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, Friday, April 12th, 2024. We're filming it this way so you can see how misty and foggy it is. That's 40 Foley Square with the appellate, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals behind me, high in the clouds, and other buildings, including 26 Federal Plaza, even more covered. But let's get down to the news. The news, such as it is, Bob Menendez yesterday. It was assumed that the trial would be pushed back. Nadine Menendez has an undisclosed medical condition and wanted it pushed back into the summer. The government consented. In fact, they wanted it because they want them on trial together. Bob Menendez said no. He wants a speedy trial to clear his name and possibly run. He's not going to run as a Democrat, but as an independent in New Jersey. And the judge, not because Nadine's going to need new lawyers, but because her health condition makes it unclear if the trial could take place in July, said that Bob will go on trial. Bob Menendez will go on trial with his other co-defendants on May 6th. So we'll be covering that. But of course, it'll be in conjunction with the Trump New York criminal trial, which jury selection, after many attempts to delay it, will begin on Monday, April 15th. It's going to be a circus. It's going to be difficult. We're going to do everything possible to bring as much information as we can about it. There's also the gag order, which seems we'll be dealing with that. We will be dealing with that. But although I do say, you know, more information is better than less. On the crypto front, the Avi Eisenberg Mango Markets trial is coming sort of to a close. The government may finish today. You may have the Monday alongside the jury selection, the defense case such as it is, and then a verdict. But there's also other news. Sam Bankman-Fried, yes, FTX, sentenced to 25 years. He filed his notice of appeal only yesterday. And so he will be appealing to, yes, the misty building behind me there, the Second Circuit, and we'll cover that appeal. And today, being sentenced, will he appeal? No, he pled guilty. He's probably not going to appeal. Shakib Ahmed, another hacker. There's sort of a range. I think Shakib Ahmed was a straight hacker. Whether Avi Eisenberg was a hacker or not, some will have to decide. Now, in local news, the Bronx Deadly Fentanyl Daycare case. Yes, say it again. Bronx Deadly Fentanyl Daycare sent, in which a conspiracy dealing fentanyl stored it under the floorboards of a daycare center, and children ate it. Yesterday, I was in court and happened to catch the fifth defendant being brought in. There was no announcement in advance, and he was detained. And the prosecutor said this wasn't, I somehow thought it had seeped up through the floor. No, it was stored in such a way that children ate fentanyl. It's a shocking case. And although this guy said he wasn't as involved as the others, he too was detained. Meanwhile, we've asked the United Nations a number of questions, many questions, including about our scoop yesterday about a corrupt UNOPS official being rehired in Brindisi by the UN when the UN's own system showed that he was corrupt. See, it doesn't matter anymore. All bets are off. Under Antonio Guterres, anything goes except criticism of Big Tony. But we will not cease. We will continue to report. We will continue to press the returns into the United Nations when we want to ask questions. Inner City Press, have a good weekend.